News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Tuesday visit with John Agnew of the Bryan Police Department. Spend a few minutes starting off talking about scams.
Yeah, I was updating some stuff on Facebook for the police department's webpage, and I ran into a citizen posting something on Facebook saying, "Have you seen this comment before? Have you received this comment?" Fearing it was a scam of some sort. So I looked into it, and you may receive a comment or an email, and the email says they are Facebook, and you've accidentally disabled your account, and we need you to go here to get your account active again and enter your information. And what it is taking you to a different place, a different website that is not Facebook, asking you for your login information, and then eventually asking for some type of credit card information to verify, maybe only partial credit card information. But what they're doing is they're phishing. And phishing is a technique where a scammer will send out thousands and thousands of emails, hoping just one or two people fall prey to it, and they get their personal information to maybe scam them out of money. Another one I found says that due to your account activity, you've offended other Facebook users with insulting or annoying language, and we're going to deactivate your account in 24 hours unless you click here to reconfirm your account status. And once again, this is another phishing technique, and it'll actually take you to a website area that looks just like Facebook and says, "Thank you for participating in this to keep our accounts clean." And what they're doing, once again, is phishing for personal information about you. So be wary of that. Facebook is aware of it. I mean, this is a scam they've noticed back in 2011, but it was surprising for me to see a citizen post that. So I thought it was something worth sharing with the public. Always be wary of, especially internet stuff, this phishing or scams or hacking that's going on. They may send out thousands and thousands, and all it takes is one person to become a victim for them to reinforce the fact that we should continue to do this on the internet. But Facebook is always trying to stay on top of their security. But if you see something like that, it's always good to share it with the public.
And with law enforcement, probably, too.
That's right. And I took it and I CC'd it right back out to the general public on our Bryan Police Department Facebook page just to get conversations going and get people thinking. We haven't seen a lot of it here. At least I haven't been, it hadn't been brought to my attention. But I thought it was good to at least share with people and keep you thinking about staying on your toes with sharing personal information. Typically, Facebook won't contact you and ask you to re-verify account information that they already have.
And if you question the validity of something, you can always go to Facebook or whatever the online provider is and get confirmation that way.
Anytime you see something like that strange or you feel uncomfortable, first thing I recommend you to do is change your password. That's the first process you can to kind of secure your information. And like I said, it could come via email, via chat, or a text comment on any one of these media websites. So trust me, people sit down and just think of ways to scam other people, and then they get a computer to send out these things, hundreds and hundreds of emails and texts and stuff. So they're just sitting there waiting. They're fishing, waiting for someone to bite that hook.
And they are, and those who do these things realize that they're not going to get a high percentage. They may only get 1%, but that 1% could be you.
Right. 1% out of a million emails still is money.
Visiting with John Agnew of the Bryan Police Department, some other activities that you guys are involved with.
Well, Thursday, Stuff the Bus at the Brazos Center. We'll be down there receiving any type of school supplies that people are dropping off, getting ready for school, which is gearing up here in just a couple of weeks, if not a little bit longer. So everyone start thinking in the school mode. We're going to have kids. We're going to have ISDs in both colleges, all starting at the same time. It's going to be real exciting. But Stuff the Bus will be out there from early in the morning, I think 6:30 in the morning, all the way up to the hours of the evening. So we'll drive through the Brazos Center over there at Briarcrest and Highway 6, come drop off some supplies for some kids who could really use it, and we hope to see you out there.
And you're going to be out there at Stuff the Bus when?
I'll be out there on Thursday between 10 and 2.
So get out there and meet John, put a face to the voice. And that leads off into another tangent about crime prevention. Back to school is always a busy shopping period and a reminder to protect what you buy, you know, hide things if you're going to leave them in your vehicle. And
they separate your receipts from your bag. So if they steal the bag, the receipt isn't in there because that'll show proof of ownership to them instead of you. So always keep your receipt in your wallet or your purse and put your items in your trunk or under your seat, and out of sight, out of mind always helps.
Anything else?
Well, I just wanted to give a friendly reminder. If you're out this weekend and you feel like some barbecue, a friend of ours from the Bryan Police Department, a family member, is dealing with some cancer, and they're having a fundraiser at Carney's on South College between Bryan and College Station city limits from 6 p.m. on to help raise money for C.C. Caldwell, who's friends of the Bryan Police Department. And there, if you could get out there and have some barbecue and mingle with some friends and family members, she'd love the support that you give her, because I know it's got to be tough dealing with a disease like cancer, and showing support in the Brazos Valley for someone going through that really helped them through the fight.
John Agnew of the Bryan Police Department with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.